The Secretary General's report for June highlights the terrorist attacks in the Sahel and the Maghreb, or Northwest Africa, increased 60% in 2013 compared to 2012. In addition, extremist and jihadist ideologies, or Islamic fundamentalism, continue to spread, it says. High levels of youth unemployment in the Sahel increase the appeal of what Ms. Selassie called violent ideology.
In the little time that I have had in office, I was struck by the deterioration of the political and security situation in the region, notably in Libya, the enduring political and security challenges in Mali, the persistent terrorist attacks throughout the region, notably those carried out by Boko Haram in Nigeria, all of which continue to have negative consequences on civilians and local economies.
The UN Integrated Sahel Strategy revolves around three key pillars, notably governance, security, and resilience. The ambassador and permanent representative of Australia to the UN, Gary Quinlan, suggested the strategy be used as a tool for coordination both within the UN and internationally.
It should assist in coherence of action by regional and international actors so time and resources are not wasted. We're encouraged by the growing leadership from the region, including through the Ministerial Coordination Platform, which met in Bamako in May. We welcome UN and African Union support for the platform. We also note the establishment of the Sahel G5 to facilitate coordination between Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania and Niger. Complementarity and synchronization between these initiatives will obviously be vital.
Ambassador Gérard Araud, the permanent representative of France to the UN, told the Council that without security, there can be no development, and vice versa.
Nous saluons l'engagement des partenaires internationaux.
We salute the commitment of our international partners. The decision of the BCAH in Rome last year in February to launch a consolidated appeal for the Sahel region of $2 billion over the next 3 years was innovative. It's the first time that such a multi-year approach has been adopted. It will add to other major pledges for Sahel by the World Bank and the European Union. France, a lead donor in the region, has also decided to increase its support to 900 million euros between 2014 and 2015.
Meanwhile, at least 20 million people in the Sahel remain at risk of food insecurity, and 5 million children are at risk of acute malnutrition. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.